Football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
To score a goal.
He shoots, the ball, he scores, scoring the goals.
Welcome along to the League Podcast, the League 1 and 2 version with Sam Ashu from the 72.co.uk. Make sure you check out the website, by the way, all the previews, reviews, and the live goal flashes on the Twitter feed as well. How you doing, Sam? You well?
Yeah.
Good to have you back on board.
Yeah, good to be back as ever. Carry on the good form, I hope.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Friday night, we've got Peterborough versus Bristol City to have a look at, first of all. 8-5, Peterborough. Bristol City are priced up at 13-8, and the draw is priced up at 13-5. One bet that I'm sure lots of people will be looking at as we preview this and on in-play radio is both teams to score, or over 2.5 here, Sam, because these two teams know how to score a goal or two.
Yeah, they certainly do. Peterborough, for years now, have been sort of the go-to team for both teams to score. And it's not surprising, really, some of the players that they've had down the line. But they're struggling of late. Only taken 1 point in the league from a possible 15. And some pretty poor results, to be honest. That 1-0 loss to Crewe wasn't good. To give away 3 goals in the second half after winning 2-0 away at Coventry wasn't great. And then to go and lose at home to what is quite a poor Scunthorpe side, really. So it's not been a great time for Darren Ferguson, that's for sure. And Chairman Darren McCanton has obviously come out this week and he said a few things on Twitter which, well, hasn't particularly helped the cause. I mean, he tweeted the other day, I quote, he said, "I apologise to Posh fans and I can't defend management setting up for a 0-0 at home, nor defend a 0-2 down, waiting until the 72nd minute to bring on our leading goal scorer." He goes on there as well. You can see that on his Twitter feed going back a few days ago. Just things aren't looking great. I don't think he's going to change management. He has come out and said that it's more tactics that need to change as opposed to personnel. But still, not great. And then Bristol City, who have now lost their last 2 games as well. So 2 teams here that started the season quite well, particularly Bristol City. But, you know, I think here with Bristol City, it's a case of not pushing the panic button. They lost to Swindon, having had a man sent off early in the game. Arguably, the player shouldn't have been sent off anyway. I think they were frustrated with that. They went and lost 1-0. They then lost to a very good Preston side. And in that match, I thought they were quite unlucky. I mean, they had 21 shots and 10 corners against Preston, and I can tell you that was a lot more stats than what Preston had. But to be fair to Simon Grayson's side, it was a very good away performance. So a bit unlucky Bristol City to lose both their recent games. And actually, Lee, I'm looking at this game, and like you say, the over 2.5 goals or the both teams to score looks good. For me, I still fancy Bristol City. I don't think Peterborough's performances have been good enough. For me, I'd go Bristol City winning over 2.5 goals at 15-4. I think that's good value.
Yeah,
I think, okay, both sides haven't had great results of late, but particularly Bristol City's performances have been there, and I do think they go and win this one.
Yeah, nice. Swindon Fleetwood next. Swindon are 5-6, draw 12-5. Fleetwood Town are priced up at 7-2. Swindon second, of course, a point behind Bristol City and a point ahead of Preston, taking on a Fleetwood team who are 4 points outside the top 6 in 10th position on a funny old run of since the 27th of September. Loss, win, loss, win, loss, loss, win, loss, win, loss. pick the next one. Swindon, no such problems. They've only lost 3 games all season, Sam. Is the 5-6 odds on? Is it worth taking on Swindon?
Oh, Lee, for me, this is one of the best prices in the Football League this weekend, to be honest. I look at this and, you know, I do say it a few times that, you know, you almost try and compare, because a lot of people like to do Premier League betting, of course they do, and you try and compare, you know, a Premier League side with the home team here and a Premier League side with the away team here, and I tell you, the odds would be a lot worse. If this was a Premier League match and Swindon was, say, you know, the equivalent of what they are at the moment, which is, by the way, top of the league based on form at the moment, with 4 wins out of 5. Let's say, you know, this is Chelsea or Arsenal or someone playing against, you know, Aston Villa or someone like that. You know, the home side, Chelsea or Arsenal, would not be 5-6.
No.
It's a brilliant price for me. And this is the time now where their strange loss, win, loss, win, loss, win is going to come to an end, because I think they're going to lose at the weekend. And, you know, Swindon, in the matches that they've had a really tough time of late, and they've come out of it relatively unscathed. I look at some of their performances. Okay, they lost to MK Dons 2-1 away from home, close one. They then beat Preston 1-0, great result. Then beat Bristol City 1-0, great result. And then went to London Road and beat Peterborough 2-1, which is not to be sniffed at either. So, you know, they've had a tough time of it and have come out, as I say, relatively unscathed. And Mark Cooper is very aware of the fact that this is the first game for a while now where they're not playing against one of the, and I sort of quote, the bigger sides. You know, and he said that, you know, they are used to playing matches where the atmosphere hasn't been great. Apparently, he said that the atmosphere at London Road was almost dead, and they still managed to sort of get up for the fight, if you like. So, you know, it might be another fairly quiet atmosphere against Fleetwood. You know, the fans haven't exactly been turning out for Swindon this season, even though they've been playing well. The attendances have probably dipped, if anything. Only starting to pick up a little bit now. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. And for me, I think Swindon just get the job done here. And it's a simple one. I think Swindon at 5-6 is just a very, very good price.
Yeah, Fleetwood finally ended that rot of seven straight defeats away from home by beating Yeovil. But Yeovil, obviously, relegation threatened as well. Yeovil playing Preston, and this will be our third match that we do in League One. Yeovil 13-5, Preston 23-20, and the draw is 21-10. As I mentioned, Yeovil in bother. Preston third in the table. So it's third top versus third bottom. The away form for Preston, the last three games, they got through against Oldham in the Football League Trophy. They beat Bristol City, they beat Havant and Waterlooville in the FA Cup. But before that, they'd been struggling to score goals in a couple, but more of a blip that, I think. Yeovil just not in great form, full stop. That one win against Crawley in the FA Cup is their only home win in the last five matches.
Yeah, they've just struggled for goals, to be honest. Look, it's a great result against Notts County, one of the informed sides, to go there and win 2-1. It was brilliant. But, I mean, the right-back Jordan Clark scored both goals in that game. And in doing so, he's elevated himself to joint top scorer in the league. He's now scored two goals. James Hayter scored two goals as well. And that just tells you really about the problems that Yeovil have had this season. You know, poor performances coupled with the fact that they're not scoring goals when they're playing poorly like some of the other teams are doing. You know, and I hate to say it, but they are relegation candidates this season. You know, there's about six teams down there that really could go down, and they're definitely one of them in the relegation zone at the moment, of course. And, you know, I've been keeping an eye on the market over the past couple of days, and actually there's a bit of money going for Yeovil. Preston were 10 to 11 yesterday. They're now 23-20, and you know, the only thing I can put that down to is the fact that their two main strikers now won't be with them for the foreseeable future. Joe Garner, who is, you know, one of the division's best players, one of the top scorers in the division as well from last season, is injured. He's out for around about 4 months, which is a huge blow to Preston's promotion campaign. And Callum Robinson, who's their other sort of main striker, has been recalled back to Aston Villa. So I think people look at that and go, oh, dear, well, their two best strikers have gone. So all of a sudden, Preston are going to start losing games. That's not how I see it. They've signed Jermaine Beckford, who will now be playing under Simon Grayson for the third time. And he enjoys playing under Simon Grayson. You know, played with him at Leeds, played with him at Huddersfield. You know, he's now going to play with him at Preston. And actually, I think Jermaine Beckford, you know, will be licking his lips, because when he signed, he all of a sudden had to be, you know, had to play behind Callum Robinson and Joe Garner. All of a sudden now, he's pretty much first team material. So he'll probably start up front alongside with Chris Humphrey, who is a player that I rate quite highly as well, sort of attacking midfielder slash forward. You know, you've got Kevin Davis as well. So they've still got, you know, good players to choose from. A very good manager, like I always say, in Simon Grayson as well. I think they'll be fine, certainly in this match. Whether it will scupper their promotion hopes or not, you know, remains to be seen, certainly for the time being. But for me, it's Preston at 23-20. You know, keeping it simple again, because it's just another outright price that I like. I don't think Yeovil are good enough. You know, this this thing about struggling for goals is really becoming a problem. Then I think Preston, again, just get the job done. You know, you might be looking at a 1-0 or a 2-0, something like that here, low-scoring affair perhaps. But for me, the outright price is 23-20. Really like it.
League 2 next, and we'll start with a 23-20 home price for Plymouth taking on York, who are 5-2. The draw is priced up at 11-5. Is this 23-20 as good as the one that you've just talked about? Plymouth currently in 6th position, of course, York down in 20th, Sam.
It's probably better, to be honest, Lee. You know, I don't want to sound like too much of a broken record about these outright prices, because we do like to get a few interesting ones in there. But sometimes, you know, you've just got to look at it and say, that is too tempting. And for me, you know, you're looking at a side here, Plymouth, got the second best home record in League Two, having won 7 out of 9. You know, on many a season, that would be the outright best home record. It's only because Shrewsbury are quite incredible at home that, you know, that they're not top of that pile, if you like. Yeah, the last five home matches, which they've all won, by the way, have all been to nil as well. So fairly comprehensive results. And, you know, fans of the Football League may have watched that that Plymouth versus Portsmouth match. And that first half an hour, 40-odd minutes or so from Plymouth, was absolutely scintillating. You know, they'd won the match by half-time. They were 3-0 up. And it was actually quite a professional performance in the second half, because sometimes you see a team go in at the break 3-0 up and come out in the second half and wilter a little bit, concede one, maybe concede two goals, get a bit nervy and just maybe grind it out. They were so comfortable in the second half as well. It was a truly professional performance. And I think that's just how it's been for them. Obviously, I haven't watched live, you know, all of their recent home matches by any means, but from the match reports that I've read, from the statistics I've looked at, you know, these win to nils have all been deserved and they've all been conclusive. So it's such a good outright price. It really is. You know, if you're looking for a goal scorer, you won't look much further than Ruben Reid. I think he's evens to score any time in this one. He scored 6 out of the last 8. He scored 6 goals in the last 8 matches. If you're looking for another player as well, I mentioned him in the Plymouth-Portsmouth game. Luis Alessandra has now scored in his last 3 home matches. He plays just slightly behind Ruben Reid. It's a decent front pairing that they've got, with Ruben Reid being the sort of the focal point. But he might be worth a look as well. And to be fair, you know, I've championed Plymouth here, but if you are looking for a goal scorer for York, their top scorer is Keith Lowe. Now, he's a defender. He scored 4 goals this season, 2 of which were headers against in their most recent match against Hartlepool, of which they won 3-1. They scored 3 goals in 10 minutes. He scored 2 of them. Like I say, both headers. He's 33-1 to be the first goal scorer. So if it's a tight affair, big Keith Lowe goes up for a corner around 80 minutes or something like that. 33-1 is absolutely massive. He's 12-1 any time as well. Yeah.
12-1 sounds a bit better than the 33s, yeah. Obviously, but you never know, do you? You could back the 33s each way anyway. So.
I mean, how often do we say we've got a team here, you know, midway through the season, their top goal scorer is 33-1 to be the first scorer, or 12-1 to score? You don't say that often. So,
no. Yeah,
if you're looking for a quirky one, he may be the look. But for me, in fact, Lee, I go with Plymouth to win to nil at 23-10, just because, as I said, the last 5 home matches have all been to nil. And for me, I know I've mentioned Keith Lowe as a quirky one, but that price of 23-10 is very tempting.
Luton take on Mansfield in League 2. Luton are even money. Mansfield 3-1. The draw is priced up at 11-5. Luton 3rd, Mansfield 17th. 12 points separate these two. Mansfield have not had a bad past 3 games. Hadn't won a game since the 20th of September, but drew with Concord Rangers, of course, then won the replay and did well to win that one. And beat Plymouth, of course, 1-0 in their last League 2 match with a single goal from Verdane Oliver. Luton, they've just lost their first game for a little while. In fact, the first loss since they lost in the JPT on the 7th of October, and hadn't lost in League 2 since the 13th of September. So the Burton Albion result, not a big surprise, because they're obviously above them in the table with that result. But Luton at home, another good price here, even money.
Yeah, they certainly are, Lee. You know, I just want to touch on Mansfield quickly before I get stuck into Luton. And it's very interesting because, Yeah, there are a lot of managerial changes in the Football League. It is literally a merry-go-round. We know that. And, of course, Mansfield have parted company with Paul Cox, the man that actually took them into the division a couple of years ago. They're managerless at the moment. The chairman, John Radford, has come out and he said that he's looking for a new manager and that interviews are going to take place next week. And he stated who he's looking for. He's looking for someone with either League One or Championship experience, which pretty much rules out their temporary manager, Adam Murray. He's a 33-year-old. He's a current player at the club. He definitely wants the job full-time. But like I said, when John Radford comes out and says, look, I'm looking for a manager with Championship or at the least League One experience, for me that rules him out. And if you rule out your caretaker or your temporary manager, I think it just takes the edge off the team a little bit in the sense that it's now a sort of a period where they are looking for a new man, as opposed to, let me put this to you, Kit Simons at Fulham. You know, straight away, there was always a chance that he was going to get that job and the players worked on that and straight away the results came. For me here, you've got a team that are obviously looking elsewhere. And for me, that just states that they're not necessarily going to come out and give it the sort of the do-or-die attitude, if you like. Yeah. That's just how I see it.
Yeah.
And for me, they're up against what is a very, very good Luton side. You know, won their last five games in all competitions. But I don't see a lot of goals in this one, if I'm being honest. I know they've got Mark Cullen, who's a very good striker in this division. But four out of the last five home matches have all been Luton win and under 2.5 goals. And incidentally, the last five Mansfield away matches have all been under 2.5 goals as well. So for me, you know, the value lies in the Luton win and under 2.5 goals at 14-5, to
sounds,
be honest.
Yeah, sounds sensible. That looks like a good way to go. Nice price as well, building on that even money at home price. Wimbledon-Cambridge is our final match. Wimbledon 13-8, Cambridge 9-5, and the draw is 21-10. Cambridge are 13th and 24 points. Wimbledon are three places back, but on the same number of points, but an eight-goal inferior goal difference. Cambridge haven't been drawing many games, just winning and losing. But their away form isn't too clever. Their only win in the last five games came at Burton. Wimbledon's home form is pretty good, though, and that's what's keeping them where they are, to be honest with you. In the league, they've won their last, won three of the last five games, drawing two of them as well. So we're not too shabby at home at Wimbledon.
No, I tell you what, I think this is going to be a very interesting match, to be honest, I look at it, and like you mentioned the fact that both teams are on 24 points in the league. Wimbledon have the 13th best home record, and Cambridge have the 10th best away record as well. So, you know, you're trying to look for trends here, and it's actually quite a tough one to predict. What I will say is I can see goals in it, to be honest, whilst I don't really want to try and pick a winner. You know, the one thing we can take from this is that that we should see some goals. Kings Meadow, the home of Wimbledon, has averaged 3.5 goals per game in all competitions so far this season. And you compare that with Cambridge, who have scored the second highest amount of goals in the division. They've scored 29 goals this season. Four out of five of Cambridge's last games have ended 2-1 as well. Two in their favour and two against them. You know, both sides have quite exciting front partnerships. Wimbledon have got Matt Tubbs and Adebayo Akinfenwa, who've got 15 goals between them this season in the league. And Cambridge have got Tom Elliott and Kwesi Appiah, who we've talked about before, two very good players as well. So I think you're going to see an open attacking game here. Sometimes mid-table games are like that because, you know, you don't have the pressures of dropping into the relegation zone, but you also don't have you know, the sort of pressures at the top as well. So I just think you're going to see a good, interesting game of football here. And for me, over 2.5 goals at 21-20 is extremely good value. I really, really like it, especially for the fact that four out of five of Cambridge's last games, you know, have ended 2-1, coupled with the fact of the amount of goals that we've seen at Kings Meadow so far this season.
Yeah, yeah, it looks does look decent. Nap time. We have got Pete Farrey's nap from the Championship version of this podcast. He went with Derby to win the second half against Leeds at 23-20. All the stats and reasons why are contained within that podcast. I've gone for Crewe versus Doncaster in League One. Over 2.5 goals at 4-5. Crewe, 67% of their home games have featured three or more goals, and Donny, 88% of their away games have featured three or more. What say you, Sam, to round off the treble?
Well, I say over 2.5 goals, 21-20, Wimbledon, Cambridge. Don't need to go over it again, obviously, because I've just touched upon it, but I really like the price.
Very good. 23-20, 4-5, 21-20, every chance of landing. Thank you, Sam. Thanks for your time, mate.
Always a pleasure.
We've got this podcast available on audioboom.com, where all the William Hill podcasts live. Easiest thing to do, though, is go to the72.co.uk. You not only can listen to the podcast in the top right-hand corner, but you can have a look at the previews and all the other articles on the Championship, League One and League Two while you're there as well. If you want to subscribe to iTunes, we deliver the podcast for you. It's a little team of people who send the podcast down some sort of magical line, and it lands up on your phone, on your tablet, or on your PC. Thanks for listening, and if you're having a bet on any of the League One or League Two action this weekend, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.